Welcome to Never Ceasing Podcast. We haven't stopped since we started, so let's keep on going. As Nathan looks at me with a very distasteful stare.
You start off by a smile.
So we started with a smile and slowly went to a frown. Hey.
Hello. As Tim said, welcome back to Never Ceasing Podcast. Now, today. We are independence.
Independence.
Because we're still in July.
We are.
And what better thing to talk about than independence, because that happened July 4th, 1776.
1777.
Yeah, sure. New. Yes. I mean, it continued on in 1777.
Yeah.
It began completely in 1776. Now.
Yeah, which is crazy to think about, is that it was like 200 years ago. It's close. I think it's closer to 200 than 300. It's like 250 right now, I think. Ish.
224. Wait. No.
See, I'm rounding.
This is what we got to do right here. I'll do it for us real quick.
1776 minus 2024.
And somebody in our, like, our whatever, our podcast listeners is like, yep, that's easy math. I already have the number. And
I'm with you. I'm like, it's a awkward.
I really, really wish that you were in this room right now, whoever that is, because we could just be like, all right, what is it? Anyway. The number is very close to 250. It's 248. 248 years ago.
Yeah. Which, in all reality, isn't crazy long comparative to other countries.
Yeah.
Which is weird to think about, but it's true.
It is true. Independence. Tim, what does independence mean to you?
To me? So to describe it to you in the best way I think of is a teenage rom-com, right? Where there's a teenage daughter and she's like, I don't want to be doing whatever my dad's doing. I'm going to be an independent woman who does my own thing and just goes to the mall whenever I feel like it, instead of my dad telling me I can only go on Tuesdays. And that's what independence means to me.
Fair enough.
But it just means... independence is removing yourself and starting your own thing.
Also called the 4th of July, Independence Day marks the historic date in 1776 when the Declaration of Independence was approved by the Continental Congress.
Thanks.
Did I say that right?
Continental Congress, yes. Yeah. So
the written declaration stated that the American colonies were tired of being ruled by Great Britain, they wanted to become their own country.
So I actually did want to read the Declaration of Independence. Do you care if I take a...
No, go for it.
Okay. In Congress, July 4th, 1776, the in unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America, when the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political brands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separation and equal station to which the law of nature and of nature's God entitles them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the cause which impels them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it. I'm just going to stop there. There is more. It goes on for quite a while. But the main thing that people always say about the Declaration of Independence, and is the most powerful statement I think anybody can possibly say is we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And just saying those few lines, just if you think about, because I think about the people that wrote it, right? These are not kingsmen. These are not men. These are men of high stature, but these are not men who really started out as people who could be seen as kings. You know what I'm saying? And they put themselves in these positions where they put themselves, I guess, the political bands with each other. And they said, all men are created equal. They're endowed by their creator certain inalienable rights that are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You know, like, as everything goes on in the world, as everything that you fight for, that you live for, and that you die for, there's three things that all men are given. It's life, you're given life. You have the liberty to move around and do what you want to, and you try to pursue happiness. And that's all you do in life. You know? Like, those are like the three things that are like every person tries to do.
True.
You know, you try to survive. Hold on a second. Okay.
Yeah. No, but
So it is absolutely one of the most important things.
right.
And keep in mind that the point of this document is to say that we didn't have that.
Right. But and that's what that was gonna be my point. So if you believe, well, most people probably know their history, but there's many that don't. And
Yeah, I was gonna say,
I
many that
did,
don't. And including myself, I don't
yeah,
know enough of,
yeah,
I don't know if I could pass the entry exam
yeah.
to become an American citizen.
So the conflict lasted a total of 7 years,
Yep.
and with major American with a with the major American victory at Yorktown, Virginia in 1781. So if you thought that the war ended in 1776, that is
That's when
incorrect.
it started. Well, it didn't even start,
It's
start.
seven it's well it, the war started in 1775 on September, wait, no,
Oh, is that the shot heard around the world?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't consider that the start, but yes.
April 19th, 1775. And then it lasted until September 3rd, 1783.
Okay.
So it was a long time, and it says 7 years, and so technically, the war ended on 582, but that's incorrect.
Well, I was gonna say, what was the, if we're assuming it's shot heard around the world, nobody really fought. I feel like I should say what the shot heard around the world is, but the shot heard around the world is just when there was a massive standoff between Englishmen and American. Well, I guess they weren't American men. It was redcoats, high politicians, high people in power versus the everyday man. And the everyday man was extremely mad about the taxations and everything that they were forced to do.
250-year-old musket balls from shot heard around the world discovered at Massachusetts Park. Early analysis indicates colony, I don't have that word, members fired them at British forces during the North Bridge fight in Concord on April 19th, 1775, according to the National Park Service.
Oh,
So
see, I remember hearing the shot heard around the world is nobody knew who shot the first bullet,
yeah.
which is an absolutely interesting story.
Who, I mean, and this is
Yeah,
the
well, I think that's probably right. Is there probably was more that I don't know
internet,
because
so
it, you know, you get a brief synopsis of
yeah. I feel
everything.
like that's something that you can't just make up. That's a part
So,
of America's history.
It is recent enough that there's enough data for it, if that makes sense. Like you have the writings of Thomas Jefferson and things like that are still Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, that are still recent enough that the papers haven't decayed so far that you couldn't read it now. I mean, our Constitution is starting to melt, just turn to dust. So all of our documents from that time are starting to wear, but we still have them right now. But of course, with the internet now, we don't need the paper. We have digital.
No, but it's funny how they're starting to turn into like nothing again because the paper is like wilting away and whatever. And it's like the world's also, I feel like the world's like making it like disappear as well. Not just like in like, but I feel like the paper as well is like,
Even the statues and the stones and the things like that are starting to disappear. And you can see this in history before, is that when what I'm going to call it, any sort of radicalists start something and they want to change the world, the first thing they do is tear down the past. And as important it is to continue into the future, if you don't respect the past and learn from it, you're going to make the same mistakes. And if you talk about our independence and our founders, you really learn that they learned a lot from the Bible, is that they took a lot of, like, well, this is what we need to do because th these are the wrong things that are happening, you know? And I think of the old story. A lot of Christians have probably heard it. Maybe not. But there's a story of a man on a pulpit, and he's wearing a preacher's robe. So this is back when they had fancy robes for preachers and things like that. And he says that we need to make a change in the world. And he takes off his priest robes, and he shows his general costume, or not costume, general American uniform, and he says, "We have to change the world because otherwise we're going to suffer." And that's like the independence is like the go-getter model, you know?
It's true.
Just take off your priestly robes, and now it's time for war.
I mean, it's interesting to think about what happened 250 years ago, what happened in World War One, World War Two, and all of those wars. Like, we haven't had a war in a long time, and I
Well, Afghanistan
yeah,
is not that far away.
sure. Yeah. But
That
I mean
was
like
like 2010, 2012.
true.
But that wasn't a war.
Yeah. It wasn't
It
something like
was a war. I don't want to say the wrong thing about anybody who served in and has served in the military. It's super, super important. But I don't want to put this in the best way I can think of.
it's not comparable to
I
like
think Afghanistan, you could have just completely wiped the floor with them, but you didn't. And it's weird to think about. And I hear that from people who have served, is that they're like, we had more military power that we just didn't use. But of course, that's always hindsight.
And
Always
that's
hindsight.
kind of because of the presidents that we've had in the past. They've been kind of garbage.
Well, it's all. I want you to think about even the current war that's going on right now, which is Russia and Ukraine. And you look at Russia, and I would say Russia can absolutely obliterate Ukraine, but they're not. And it's kind of the same thing, where it's like the technology that you could use to obliterate Ukraine would make the land unusable, and that's why they just don't want to wipe everything out. And same thing with missiles and things like that. It's just you're just killing so many unnecessary people, and it's just you, there's the piece of humanity that is with you in war, where there's a piece of your mind where you're like, I have to kill, destroy, and take, but there's still that piece where you're like, I don't want to kill the women and children and all the, you know, they're so young, they have nothing wrong, they've done nothing wrong, And sorry, take a drink. There's so many times where you're just like, man, save the women and kids. And because it's in my notes, I'll say it. In times of starting of independence, because we're talking about independence, I looked to the Bible for where independence comes from. And there are times when God called his people to go and fight a nation and then completely and utterly destroy all of them, their cattle, their wives, their children, and they didn't.
Yeah.
And they didn't take their full independence from them. And the lesson that God shows is that if you bring those things in, those things will become you.
Right.
And they're the separation of independence.
Yeah, I mean, I think independence really means that it's there. Like it's there for you to take, but if you don't, then someone will take it from you.
Yeah.
I feel like that's slowly happening in the United States, where it's like we're slowly releasing our human rights and kind of like, I don't know. We,
So,
as a country, are kind of just sitting back and allowing whatever to happen, and we need to not allow that to happen.
it's a really weird dial, but we're slowly removing independence with independence,
Yeah.
which is the craziest thing to say, but it's one of my favorite lines from Star Wars, is that how do you remove democracy is with resounding applause. How do you remove independence with resounding applause? And that's kind of what's happened. That's what you see. And of course there's like media controlling what people really think, but that's a different thing that I think of. But we're going to talk about independence and not about what's happening everywhere, but it is important.
Yeah, no, and that's the thing. I mean, I think that's just majorly, a lot of people are like kind of just sitting back and not caring because they think that they won't lose it. And they're like,
Yeah.
well, we've had it for 250 years. Why would I be afraid of losing it? Well, because it just like anything else, if you don't fight for it, you'll lose it. And just because someone already fought for it doesn't mean you'll always have it.
Yes.
You have to continue to want it, and you have to continue to fight for it as a like United States. The government, the government is. I'm pretty sure this says it in the Declaration of Independence.
I was just about to
Yeah.
pull it out. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which has connected them with another.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like, as much as I want to say this, where the world is leading America again, we've had one civil war, but we as a country have just fought and fought and fought and fought and fought and dig and dug, and we just don't stop, if that makes sense.
Yeah. No, it's just we allow something to happen until we realize that it's happened too much. Like we as a country, we allow bad things to happen when we really shouldn't. Like, do we have control over it? No. But as the American people, the government are over us, which is like they are in like control of the country, but they're not like to a point where they're unreachable. To where like the American people can't overrule them, overrun them.
I think England is the best example, because England was the biggest, baddest dog.
Yeah.
And as much as you want to say, like, oh, technology has advanced so far from where we were when we were trying to become independent, and we can't fight like tanks and jets and things like that, but you don't realize what America, like, you just have to. When there comes a point when the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands that have connected them with another, there's just something that's happening now that I can see, where the bands that have connected the people aren't there anymore. Like, we're not finding that common ground that we can all stand on. And I don't know if that means we're gonna do a country split or what, but there's just it, there's like tides of change that are prevalent everywhere. You see it, in foreign affairs and in everything, that there's just like there's something that's gonna happen soon. I don't know what, but it's coming. You really know it's coming. As you read this document and you see it's coming.
Yeah, I mean, but see, people that believe in a higher power than the government, which is God, believe that there is an end time. And I believe that we are approaching that faster than most people would believe. Nobody knows the date or time.
I love to say to people is that, well, we're 2,000 years closer than the people who told us it was coming soon. And you may be like, well, then that probably means it's not true. And it's just like, no, you're just not viewing it. I want you to look at a history book and look at in the very beginning of a history book, like a world history book, it talks about like Egypt and it says current times. And there's a line dictates that time, right? That's what you see, and you're like Egypt, like 40,000 years ago compared to 2,000 years is ridiculous. I don't know how many years it actually is, but say it's no, like 4,000 years compared to like 4,000 years, and in 2,000 years Jesus is coming back. The time is nearer than the 4,000 years when it started, and we're looking at that line like 4,000, 2,000. Well, 2,000's closer. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
I think this, I mean, I think independence is, it was fought for, but it's something that has to be continued to be fought for. And it's, and we're not. The American people are just not fighting for it.
There's when times of peace come, there's always more times of weakness. And we're in a time now that the this is going to sound pretty bad, but the weak has survived so much longer and so much more prevalent that we haven't tried to make ourselves stronger, And that's the thing, is that like as bad as war is, it strengthens the people. Because I mean, you've never heard of a good story where they didn't struggle. You've never heard of a good hero who didn't say, at one time I struggled. Even let's say Superman, he struggles with whenever Kryptonite shows up. It's like there's always a struggle, but the struggle makes you better. And a weak people that aren't fighting or just trying to survive will become even weaker.
I mean, I think that if we want to be, if we want to be more than just a country that follows rules, which laws are different than rules. There is laws that we need to follow, like don't come, you know, a lot of rules, a lot of laws, a lot of laws are that need to be followed. But then there's rules that are made up by people that have that want to be power hungry. And that's where our independence needs to come in. You know, we are still a country that is free. And if we want to continue to be a country that is free, then we need to stand up for what is right. Because if we don't, then we're going to lose our rights.
Yeah, there's I'm just gonna say this because I was reading it. A decent respect of opinions of mankind requires they should declare the cause which impels them to the separation. It's not just fighting to fight, but declaring what cause impels them to whatever. And there's always going to be people who say they have a hard life, and there's always going to be somebody who they could probably find that truly has it worse than they do.
There's always someone that has a worse, you
I mean, there's somebody at the end of the line. where it has the worst life ever. But if you as a person find something that requires that they should that you should declare the things that which impel you, the things that you are so devoted to that you are going to say, this is the thing that I need. And that just pulls you into the independence, because being independent is great, but being independent without a cause is almost useless
True.
because, you have nothing to do,
It's true. And I mean, the thing is, like, if people allow the, I mean, I think that in order for us to be a free country, I keep on saying the same thing. I don't know. I don't know. This topic is like, I don't know. We do a lot of things
Like,
that are,
don't say independence our country, say independence myself.
I mean, it's,
A country is made up of people, a decent respect of the opinions of mankind. One person is an independent individual, and to combine the independence is to create a group. And each independent part is going to move and it's going to do its own things. But when an independent group loses its vision, it becomes an independent person again.
I mean, and kind of just tied in with the biblical aspect. You are free, and you have your own free will. In like the world, you don't have to sin, and you don't have to do those things. But your flesh wants to do the things that are evil, and that is also happening in the United States, is our flesh wants to do what's evil. And it's not always like an enjoyable evil thing. Sometimes it's just plain evil. Like you want to do something to destroy our nation. And there's a lot of people in the White House currently that are that have that mindset, that want to destroy our country. Why? Who knows? Because, I mean, you are also a part of that country. So that doesn't make any sense to me. But, yeah, I mean, people are like that. People do want to destroy things that were once good and make them bad.
I think it is always to say the greed of man. This is what I talked about before, is that if you don't have an independent goal, you're not going to be part of that independent group. You're going to be part of that independent self. And when you get to that point where you're saying independent self, I am the group, that's where you get. That's what kind of, I think I like the term the rat race, because you're fighting so long to get your name so that way you can be the senator. That mindset continues. We're like, oh, I have to fight to be senator, so I need to fight to be the best senator so I can fight to be the president, or I can fight to be whatever. It never stops. Where you don't
It's
start
true.
to think about, well, I fought to be the president, now how can I be the better president? You fight to get to the president, now you have to stay the president, is the mindset. And so you do everything that you think somebody else wants. Not the people. Just somebody else, like, oh, somebody asked me for cotton candy, I'm gonna give them cotton candy. Somebody asked me to do whatever, and you're like, I want to do this, and not be like, what is the greater good for everyone? And it's hard. I'm not saying that any of those jobs are easy, because you have to deal with more than anybody will know.
True. And it's just the president isn't the only hard job. It's one of the hardest jobs, but it's not the only hard job that like in government standing point.
Yeah, of course, it's a Congress, Senate, and they have not the same authority, but very similar authority to a president. And when you realize that our country isn't based by one man, and I think I like the example of where we are right now is that we're starting to just fight with one another rather than talk.
Yeah.
And it's where it's the way that wars start, is that you start fighting instead of talking.
Yeah. And that's not just it's funny.
That's just
That's
everyday life.
yeah. That's like with
That's
people
how
and
you start
yeah.
divorces and how
Yeah.
you start things like that, is that you just start fighting and you stop
Yeah.
talking.
Yeah.
You know?
You don't talk to, you talk at.
Yeah.
And it's when you start talking at, you're no longer talking to them because they're no longer hearing you. They're just and that's how the world is, you know, with people just in general. You know, if you're talking to someone, then their ears are open and they're willing to hear what you have to say, even if they don't agree with it. But if you're talking at someone and saying no, for instance, you know, I'm trying to think of an analogy.
So I got one for you because I feel very strongly about one side or the other. I have a coworker, right? He is pro-choice, and he's like, "Listen, if I can sit down and have a normal conversation with you about being pro-choice, and you can be pro-life, at the end of the day, you're still pro-choice. I'm still, or he's still pro-choice. I'm still pro-life. It doesn't matter. So let's just talk about it like gentlemen instead of talking about it like animals."
Yeah.
And I think that's probably the best example. And it's the same thing with atheists versus Christians versus Muslims, is that it doesn't matter, but it's the way that if you yell at them or if you talk to them, you know? If you talk to a Muslim man, super nice, super kind, super great. If you talk to a terrorist, they're gonna destroy you. That's because they don't want to talk to you. They want to destroy you. And that's the same thing with anybody else. So that was just the one, because I hear about it more in everyday life.
Yeah. No, I mean that's the truth. It's like if you're, I don't know. There's a
I
lot of
think.
things that are like you want to get your point across, and sometimes your point is correct for that instance, like the pro-choice, pro-life, pro-life is correct, but that isn't seen by everybody. And it's like that's what that you're right, that is what starts wars. But like that's something that's like I'm in agreement with you, but then you could have two people that are sitting across from each other that also agree with each other that are, you know, pro-choice, you know. I don't think this, I don't think that. There's certain times where, you know, I think that there's to myself, just talking about pro-choice, pro-life, the only time it's okay to have an abortion is when both of you are going to die. Even if you try to give birth to the baby, you either decide I'm gonna do this because it doesn't matter, like it's this isn't gonna end well for either of us, and
Yeah, I was gonna say
the
it.
outcome is gonna be death for both of us, or it can be death for one. And
Yeah, I think that the number one thing when you say pro-choice, you're like, "Oh, they're gonna both die and they're just gonna let them happen." Hospitals don't do that, you idiot.
right.
They're not gonna let two people die.
Right.
But I understand his point, is that his point that he made is like, if there's a 14-year-old girl, she's not ready to be a parent,
Yeah.
and you're forcing her to have a child is unfair to her. And I was like, I completely agree, but disagree.
Yeah.
Because you're just taking away a life.
Yeah.
I understand it's going to ruin her life, but it was her choice to begin with. And it's not a fair,
And
it's not a
that's the
fair
hard,
life,
that's the hard part though,
but
because
there's consequences and there's actions. And when we talk about independence, you're independent to do whatever, but you still have
yeah.
your consequences.
Nobody needs me to say the R word to know what I'm talking about. But if you are not, if it wasn't your choice and you were the R word, then you.
It's rough. It's
That's
hard.
that those
It's not
those.
your choice, and I completely understand.
Yeah. So then to say that it was, but to say that it was her choice isn't true because it wasn't her choice. She
But
might not have even put herself in that situation.
I completely agree. How many situations have you ever heard of that? Significantly less than the amount that I've heard I did it on
Oh yeah.
purpose. But that's what, but I also agree with that, but it's still the options in my eyes, because I said this to him, the options in my eyes are, You're either murdering a kid, or you're letting the kid live,
Yeah.
and there's no difference.
Yeah.
Like
That's true.
if you bombed an entire country, and you said, "Oh, I'm gonna save one child," you're not a hero.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing there. It's like if you're gonna kill a kid just because some kid had a terrible thing happen to them, and it's absolutely awful, you still have an opportunity to save the kid.
True.
It's better to at least save the kid, even though everything else is destroyed. You at least have one opportunity to do something good.
True. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
It's
I'm
not
not
good. It's
arguing
not. It's not. It's not.
with that. I'm
It's
not
not an easy
arguing.
thing to
Yeah.
say, and I definitely. It's.
Let me just
It's
say
so hard.
this. Let me just say this. I can see people's viewpoints
Oh,
on
absolutely. I
why.
absolutely understand. But
'Cause there's
it's the other half that makes me angry.
yeah.
The half that's just I see more. It's like, yeah, I did it and I meant to, but I don't want the kid. And it drives me up
Yeah.
the wall.
Yeah. That's not an option. That shouldn't be an option. And the ones that should be an option are the ones that we just got done talking about. And even then, it should be an option. But evil's always been an option. So, but that's also a part of independence, is the evil is a part of independence. It's the decision, it's the right to do evil. You have the right to do evil. Does that make it good? No, it's evil.
But
But
you can.
you have the right to do evil. And that is like, should you know? Why would you? I don't know. But I do know. We're inherently evil. We were created and we are evil people, but God.
I think I've said this before, but I love the analogy of everyone's a hero. Every single person believes that they're a hero.
Yeah.
And if your hero mission is to say, I'm going to get $1 million and I'll be a hero to myself and I'll be the hero. That's like the thing that you think about, but you'd never looked at the villain that you are because you wanted to do that. You're always the hero until you realize that you were a villain.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, it's the same thing I just said. It's like, oh, I just saved a child, but you just bombed everybody. You're just like, dude, I saved a child, so I'm a hero. And that's the way our minds work.
Yeah.
And it's unfair, but that's the price of independence, is you have to accept everything that you've done and figure out how to make it better.
True.
And I'll say it again, is when the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve political bands which are connected them to another. It's independence.
True. Yeah.
And sometimes you just gotta be independent and do what God told us to do and completely separate and destroy the things that once were to bring in a new thing
Yeah.
and whatever it might be.
It's funny how God works sometimes
I know.
because of how this country it's in the direction that we're going right now, it doesn't look good. Now, it does look like there's a possibility to have another war, but
That's just us, just the world.
yeah. I mean, maybe, I don't know. I
I don't know.
feel like we're getting
I
closer
don't
and closer.
think I know a country right now that wouldn't go to war with another country.
Yeah.
I mean,
Except
there
for the
probably are
countries that don't
some.
have, what is, I don't know, Iceland? I think it's Iceland that doesn't have, military, I don't think they have a military. I don't think Iceland has a military.
I think want to say Iceland is part of the United England front, but I'm not sure. I couldn't tell you, but it's also true that you don't really need a
Yeah.
government for that.
Iceland is a country without a military. That's what it says. So, it is a part of, like you said, a part of a military outside of its own country, but it doesn't have its own personal military. So if Iceland was attacked, they wouldn't it would just be over for them.
Well, it wouldn't really matter,
No.
because in all reality, if the other country came over and they said, "All right, Iceland, we're going to be in charge of you," And Iceland probably wouldn't change.
Yeah.
There's not much that Iceland would do. It's just like,
No.
okay,
Yeah. Whatever.
whatever.
Which is probably why they've never put a military on or in their country. That's because they know that, you know,
There's nothing
he's
that
gonna
they
attack
can.
someone that is weak, like
They can
can't do anything.
try to take their money, but the only thing they'll do is nothing
Yeah.
because there's nothing that you like. They can, they need other imports, but it's not a place where it's going to be affected by the other countries, if that makes sense.
It's true.
So,
Yeah, so
independent. Yes.
it's a choice to do evil or good. I think that's kind of what we came up with. Independence is a choice to do evil
To
or
do
good.
either good, whatever you think is necessary for people to do.
Yeah. So it's important to do good, and everyone does evil. I don't care who you are.
Yep.
Me and Tim including do
Yep.
evil pretty much every single day.
Dude, I've killed a butterfly before.
Right, yeah, come on, going to hell. No, I'm just
Oh
kidding.
boy.
No, but I mean, it's important to realize that it's important to do good. It's important to realize that you are evil and you will do evil things, and it's important to realize that the only way you'll ever do it good is to come to Christ.
Yeah.
So in your independence, you should realize that the only way you'll ever do good is through God. And so, yeah, that kind of wraps it up.
Yeah, that wraps it up pretty nicely.
But I'll let you go ahead.
All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you that you allowed us to be independent, Lord, that we're not cyborgs that run off of whatever you tell us to do, Lord, but Lord, we have our own free will, Lord, the choice to be independent. And Lord, I pray you just let our choices that we have in our independence, Lord, be of good and not for evil, Lord. That we would just be able to stand firm and strong in your independence, Lord, that you've given us with your blood and your price that you've paid for us, Lord. So Lord, I pray that you just help us to do your will and to do good things as we go on throughout our lives, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
We'll see you next time on that repeat button.
Oh, yeah.
5 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.